We are excited. But you need to understand one thing. Every opportunity you get this Sunday is to detox. Every person, whether by will, intention, or by forces around them, you pile up some bad habits. You pile up some evil. You pile up something. Sunday is a time to detox. Not that it can happen on Tuesday or Wednesday, but Sunday is your time. Wherever you are, just begin to pray. If there is something you did, something unknowingly, even knowingly, you are cleansed right this minute. Begin to decree it. Begin to decree it. You are not asking God. You are decreeing. You can do it. Just a minute left. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Blessed be his holy name. Both now and forever. Are we enjoying or are we not enjoying? It's amazing. Shout money. Mari sovele angrafehe soveha taikomale. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 16 verse number 9 while you're standing up. Luke 16 verse number 9. Just look it up. Just up there. Up there. This is the Lord Jesus talking. I say unto you, make yourselves friends with the money of the unrighteous. No, you didn't get this. In other words, Jesus is saying, make yourself friends with the money and the prosperity of those who are not righteous. No, I know you. You want me to talk about something, but this is a series on money, and you gotta understand it. In one of my books, The 10 Irrefutable Laws of Money, you have not gotten it yet. One of the rules of money is money doesn't go to nice people. It goes to ruthless people. This is why drug dealers have it. And Christians who are praying. Do you know how many prayers come out of Africa to God with regards to money? Yet we are the poorest continent. Financially, I'm talking about in the bank, not in the ground. Why? We're not ruthless. We are too nice. Just go across the border to South Africa and you'll see a man called Mandela. Very soft-spoken. Nice even after he became president. He was nice. Only when he died, they looked
at his will, and yet just a few runs left for a man that big. Money doesn't go to nice people. You are too nice. I've not even started preaching. But I want to deal on this wise. You are too nice for money to be attracted to you. These are rules you will never learn if you sit in your house or listen to some people on social media. If you realize that so many millionaires have taught you how to get rich, no one has taught you how to be ruthless. Even the God you serve, he's called a consuming fire, a jealous God. The same God who says, don't be jealous, he says, I'm a jealous God. As a matter of fact, he doesn't say, I'm a jealous God only. He says, I'm a jealous God, and my name is called jealous. We are going to get in a few minutes because I can see some resistance right now. Viewers all over the world, those on Zoom and around the world, better catch this one. This one might skip the people I'm preaching to now here. Money is an entity that favors the ruthless. People with a bulldog tenacity. And remember these words, money does not respond to prayer. There is no scripture for you to pray for money. I can look at you now. I'm seeing you just finished one prayer for money. One serious prayer. You are binding and loosing. And I told you before, and I read that scripture on binding and loosing, and I told you it wasn't about binding demons. You showed it. I showed you, right? It's about rules and regulations. That if you agree with this rule and that rule, and you agree on this rule as a team, then whatever rule you bind is bound, not demons. Isn't it amazing how you bind a demon today, next week it's manifesting? If you bound it, well, who will lose it? There's nothing to do with that scripture. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't be too spiritually minded. You are earthly useless. Do you know the strength of Islam is not the truth in their scriptures, or rather their Quran? It is money. They came here to Zimbabwe. Do you know what they did? They said to the then president, President Mugabe, we want you to replace the scripture union with our Quran. And we can give you money and give the education system money that they will never be able to spend. It will be too much. What were they trying to do? Remove the Bible. Let's put the Quran. Now, that man was a hothead. Big hothead. What are they trying? They are doing it in Zambia now. They are infiltrating in Malawi now. They just go and say, we are going to give you a scholarship until university, as long as you go to an Islamic school. And poverty is causing our brothers and sisters to change what they believe. Money is an entity that favors the ruthless. See, I can look at you now. Turn to your neighbor again. I need this to sink in before we start. But I'm seeing you're losing the battle already. Money. Say to your neighbor. Money in the Bible is not a promise. So it does not respond to your prayers. It is a covenant. So it responds to the deal you do with God. Never. Listen to this. I want to repeat this. These are structures I'm setting. In a few minutes, we will be in one. The demon of poverty rejoices the most when it sees a Christian on their knees praying for money. It knows I've already defeated this one. The demon of poverty is more powerful than prayer and fasting combined. How many years have you fasted? You have fasted and nothing is working. Now, as I'm talking to you, nothing. No finances came to you. Because money doesn't respond to that. It doesn't. Money is a spirit. It takes the form of its possessor. You give it to a robber, you buy a crowbar to open doors with. It just goes into the character of the person possessing it. And money knows where to go. Money is not emotional. It will never come to you because you cried. Money is not what? Emotional. It is motional, not emotional. It goes to where it's being moved. I speak to someone here under the influence of my voice. This evening when you get home, your situation would have changed. You would actually feel there is a need to push to higher degrees. I sense there is something just around here. Not around here, just here. Oh, okay. Not you, these ones. Something big is about to take place. I saw in the realm of the spirit, even cars parked outside. Buildings upon buildings. Money will not be an option for those who are here. Money will not be an option. Let me repeat this. I'm still not yet in my commencement of the message. Money controls you. Let me explain. Your wife does not work for you. She works for the devil. Your husband is not yours. Belongs to his boss. Your own wife does not belong to you. Let's just do the mathematics before I start preaching. You start your work at what time? 8. If you are a woman, you spend at least an hour in front of a mirror. Right? Then you have to bath. Except of course a few generals. So a few generals, don't worry about that one. So we're talking about 8 at work. What about the traveling to work takes what? Maybe 1 hour. Let's just say 1 hour. Maybe 30 to 1 hour. Let's put 1 hour. 1 hour. Some 2 hours. 1 hour traffic and all that. 1 hour. So that means now we are at 7. You started 8. Then we talk about cooking breakfast if you had to cook. Maybe 30 minutes. Maybe you're bathing and all that. Now you are back to 5. So what time did you wake up? 4, right? But what time do you finish work? 5. Then you go home again 1 hour. 6. Then you go and cook, maybe spend time with the kids, homework. Maybe around 8. Maybe 9 you sleep. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. 7 hours out of 24 hours. No, you're still not getting it. Out of 24 hours, remove 7. How many do you have? No, the day is not 21 hours. Huh? 17 hours. Your wife belongs to your boss. No. Maybe you... Now, I need to, this to get in. It's not getting in this side. They're like, they are argumentative. No, my wife is mine. No. Whosoever takes more time with your wife is the owner of your wife. This is not working, especially this side. Viewers all over the world, we appeal to you because the people here... But who paid Lobola? So who really controls your wife? Your boss. You don't even share. It's not 50-50. Okay, now, if you live in Luveve, if you live in the Bronx, if you live in Glenview, listen to me. When we finish service here, you just come out here like this. No one tells you. You come out there. You go left. If you live in Rua, you know it's 4th Street. Lack of money will lead you there to 4th Street. It's not. This is not where you want to go. Your journey is borrowed up, but money tells you. I know you are not agreeing with me, but anyway, let's... I have no problem with people from Rua. No, I'm just trying to explain to you. So where you are staying, you were forced to stay there. You didn't choose it. You were forced. As a matter of fact, look at your wife now. That woman you married... No. Look at your husband. It's money that chose that husband for you. Lack of it or more of it? No, I need to go now because this is... You see, I didn't expect so much anger when I started preaching these things. I think they are spiritual people here. The whole place is full of people who are not spiritual. These are spiritual people now. Listen, when we were in school, primary school, secondary school, there were some women who were so beautiful. You just went like, wow, this one is beautiful. If you think I'm lying, go back to your college days. Look at who was Miss College at that time and how you feel now. You wonder what happened. It wasn't your choice. It was money that chose for you that this is beautiful. You were so broke, your quality was also low. That's why I tell my daughters every time, do not listen to these preachers who tell you don't marry for money, marry for love. No, marry for money. This man married you for legs. This same man married you for legs. Oh, you're not here, so this is here. Money is very important. Remember, money is a revealer of hearts. There is no way you can reveal a man's heart unless a treasure comes in. That's why the Bible says, where your treasure is, your heart is. Heart does not follow nothing. It follows treasure. So the heart only knows how to follow money. That's it. This is the reason why God says, give me 10%. He's trying to find where your heart is. It has nothing to do with money. That's why it says, even if I'm hungry, I will not tell you. I own a kettle on 1,000 hills. If I were hungry, I will not tell you. God himself said, I will not tell you if I'm hungry. So what do you think he's looking for? He's looking for the heart. My son, give me your heart. Make your treasure go to God, and then your heart will follow God. Listen, we have an inability as a species to just love God. We don't have ability. We don't. Our hearts will never go there. So God says, no, I know you love money because your heart is deceitful above all other things. Now I want that heart to follow me. So the only thing I can do is give me your offering, your tithe, your seeds. He knows wherever you give your offering, your seeds, your time, your sacrifice, your heart will go there immediately. So God says, if you bring it to me, I know your heart will come here. So if your husband is not keep paying rent, food, no money given to spend for your kids, for things, for yourself, he doesn't love you. Sit down, because listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Love is not a feeling. Ask all these married people, they would have divorced way back if it was a feeling. As a matter of fact, statistics show us that women get fed up few days, if not hours, just after the marriage, the wedding day. They look at the husband and go like, hope this will make sense in the future. I speak to someone here. You're about to catch money. I said, you're about to catch money. Now, I want to deal on this wise. Faith for finances. Tell your neighbor, faith for finances. Faith for finances. Oh. How many are ready to actually listen? Whenever I talk, I'm not talking from a perspective of 1 million. 1 million is chicken feed. I think there's somebody who didn't get what I'm saying. Chikafche wuku. 1 million is chicken feed. You get it on Monday, by Tuesday it's finished. I know you think it's important, it's big. Right now, close your eyes. Why are you opening your eyes? I said close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now think of if you get a million now. You want a house. I guess the house is in there. But now watch this now. A house is around 300,000, the one you would like. Now then we go to a car. Maybe for you, 100,000. Your wife, 100,000. I know what you think. Yeah, 20,000 is okay. No, not when you get a million. When you get a million will demand more. Now you're gone over half a million already. Now, if you keep like this, guess what? You never have money every month coming back. You will have to go back to work. So you maybe want to buy two or three houses to give you $1,000 a. Now you're already on 800,000. Now your kids also need to go to school. Now open your eyes. You've already squandered 1 million in just 1 minute of imagination. In your imagination, 1 million is gone. Imagine if it's here. Are you still here? Now let's go. We have to start this series and we go fast. Hebrews 11 verse number 1. Faith for finances. I see someone. Hear me? I see someone taking hold of their whole family, changing parameters and levels in their families, that they become the cash breaker in their families. I hope I'm talking to somebody here. You see, when we decree things like this, men of God are not created equal. Our words. See, there are men who honor God, then there are men who have honored God enough that God now honors them. Know the difference. They got to a level where they understood that as for our apostle, he doesn't need to lay hands on anybody. That they waited for him to pass by so that the shadow. See, when your church members now know you, that they no longer ask for deliverance. They know if the man of God just walks into a room, something begins to happen. Because there is a power that he carries. An environment. The children of Israel came with their own environment, their own weather. They had a cloud. Egypt is hot. God said, you'll go with the cloud. They came with their own ecosystem. Their own cloud. You, wherever you go. Weather is hot there. No money in that country. You'll be able to produce millions. You are carrying your own weather. Every agent of the devil is destroyed as I speak now. Sit down. Hebrews 11 verse number 1. Now faith is. So see, in the original rendering, the word now does not exist in the original Bible. So maybe faith can be later. But let's remove now. Faith what? So that means faith is still now, because faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It means faith gives substance to what you hope for. So what you hope for is not seen. The Mercedes-Benz you need is not there. But by faith, you produce the material for the Mercedes-Benz. Oh, they miss that. But faith is not of the head. Faith is of the heart. In 1991, Dr. Amor discovered something under the name of cardiac neural system. He discovered that the heart itself had its own nervous system. No, let me reduce it to my people's level. It means there are two brains. That's 1991. Scientists discovered you have two brains. One in the heart. See, I knew you were going to miss this one. Oh my God. The heart has its own nervous system. Oh my killer man. See, when you're teaching people and you realize that they miss these things, and some people are looking at me like, Prophet, you mean it? 1991, with 40,000 specialized cells called neurites, they realize there is this brain, then there is this brain. So as I'm preaching to you now, this whole event is recorded in two places, my brain and my brain in the heart. No. Let me just explain this. So money is not of here. It is of the brain here. The gender that has managed to capture this essence is the female gender. Men, we are failures when it comes to this brain here. So whenever you are trying to understand your woman, you never told me you love me. Nigga, I bring food every Sunday. Every salary, I bring it to you. What are you talking about? Guess what? We are dealing with this logic. Women are more specialized with the brain here. And it's a scientific organ. 40,000 specialized cells called neurites. It's its own complete nervous system in the heart. So when you're speaking to the woman, she doesn't take it there. She takes it here. Your woman can tell you, I miss you. Now, we are together, I miss you.
I've been here with you all this time. What's your problem? My wife once told me that she needed me at the house. You don't give me time. I was like, what? Imagine a prophet. I also have issues. I said, what? I said, I'm always here. I said, okay, no, tomorrow I'm going to stay here. I stayed the whole day with her, channel this, changing this, change, just the whole day. After the whole day, she complained that I didn't give her time. I said, whereas, whilst I was there with her, oh, there it is. Whilst I was there with her, she didn't see the energy in the conversation. I was outside talking to some other people, then texting, then saying, you do this move, that thing. She's like, no. That's my time. And when she complains, I tune into this. She does not understand me from this brain. I knew men were never going to get this. No, let me try this because you let me down today. So let me go here. I think these ones are a little bit sophisticated. So money is not of the logic. It is of here. So it's a combination of this brain and this brain. That's why I said, for you to make money, it's so easy. What do I do if I want to make money? Say, listen, list the problems in your location. What are the problems in your community? What are they lacking? Then I realize this is the chief problem, number two problem, number three problem. What do I do next? Guess what I do? I move from that juncture and I go back and try to train myself to provide the solution for the problems. Then in the community, I'm now the guy who controls that problem. Hear me well. I was just looking at something that will excite you, but I don't think it will excite you, but it should. Just to realize that this cholesterol, the things that you are told cholesterol, is a lie. That 1979 is when they discovered this. That means we never had it. Now I'm about to destroy someone's business. You know this butter you put on? 1950s, designed for the army so that they can use it when cooking. Because they'll be in the forest, you know. And then became popular around the time this cholesterol issue became a problem. I'm about to go somewhere with this. Because we're dealing with making money. So now, scientists have discovered that it's just around 2%. You flip it and it turns into plastic. That's why some of it, no matter how you heat it up, it doesn't melt. You are eating plastic. No, anyway. You did not hear what I just said. Now, if at all we talk about evolutionary science, and I'm not talking about a chimpanzee turning into a monkey, a monkey turning into a human being. I have no problem with that. Listen to me. I strongly believe in evolution. People turn from monkeys into human beings. I believe that. Why would I argue with somebody's family? If Darwin knows his father was a monkey, why would I argue with that? Mine came from God. I'm not arguing with his side of the family. I'm just talking about mine. Mine was created by God. Darwin's monkeys, all monkeys. Hear me well. Now, what I'm talking about is our systems evolve with whatever you give them to eat. Notice, they used to live around 900 years
800 years, 700 years, up to 700 years, 800 years. To the point the Bible says, if by reason of strength you can even go over 80. Then he says, if a child in the kingdom will die at 100. It's in your Bible. An infant will die at 100. They shall no more what? Thanks an infant of what? Of days. An old man who has filled not his days. For a child shall die 100 years old. Yet we have preachers standing by the coffin of a man who died at 70. Say, oh, he lived a fool. Nonsense. Even if it's your relative, died wrong. A child would die 100. If you die before 100, you were an embryo. So what happens? Let me give you this, come son. So, let's say, you see, as our species was evolving. When I say evolving, I'm not talking about monkeys too. You know, as we move from one stage to the other, there are diseases we learn to defeat with our system. You know, there were some diseases that now you hear of them, you'll be like, it's nothing. It's just like we cough and, you know. Do you get the point? So that means our bodies have managed to capture the essence of some problems and then fixed ourselves rather to actually be able to use that to our advantage. Are you getting this? That means if we want to see what this man is comfortable eating, what do? We go back to see what were they eating when they were getting to 900. Then we trace it for hundreds of years. We were all eating meat, no vegetables. I know you are missing that. All eating meat. You are avoiding even the fat on the meat, avoiding it. That's actually important. That same thing in that meat is actually, it contains a component to kill cancer. They are saying gotcha, gotcha here. Yeah. I'm trying to show you what people have captured over the years. There are things that made us mavericks in areas that we have ignored. I'm not dealing with diet right now. I'm trying to show you on this earth, there are people who are creating problems, then solve them and make money. No, they didn't get it. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. Do you realize that it's not right for human beings to be kept in one location, what we call a lockdown? Imagine why when you commit a crime, they lock you down as punishment. Then they want to protect you, they lock you down. Have you not noticed that the buses for jail are like the buses for school? Have you noticed that the dormitories for boarding schools are exactly like the dormitories of some jail? Have you noticed that the dining rooms for jail is the same as dining rooms for schools? Because they are not trying to create millionaires. They are trying to create employees for the government. That's why when the president starts this education, I believe it's 2.0, you see that there is something that he's seeing that it should be practical. In Africa, most of these countries, without the introduction of this, in Africa, most of these countries will take you through an education system. Some of you have failed school. Ask people who are millionaires right now. The A students are now lecturers. Those who got A's, they're now lecturers at university. The B students, the B students and the C students are the ones who have started businesses. The D students are millionaires. The U students, ungraded, are politicians, controlling the A, the B, the C, and the D, and the E. Imagine, do you know that there was a time where we had the first politician on earth? No, you didn't get it. No. We didn't start with politics. It's somebody who thought in their house, these people need a leader. These people don't understand this. Just dreamed in the house, like, you know what job can I do? Said, yeah, I'll be a politician. Yeah, it needs to be done. That's it. Look at the Magna Carta. I believe there are four copies, one in the area where we're staying now. Thank you. One in the area where we're staying, which is called Lincoln in Britain. One copy there. When they were moving from the rulership of the king to politicians. Yeah, we're going to do this now. Who sits down, thinks of, yeah, there should be a way where we can control these people. And then the people who are not being controlled come out and say, we are going to vote for people who control us. And your problem is you still oppose them instead of thinking, I need to join them and control these people. I create politicians here. Let me tell you one truth you don't want to hear. In other countries, countries are controlled by policies. In most African countries, countries are controlled not by policies, but by politicians. Because the policy can change the next day. Idi Amin. He dreamt. He dreamt chasing away the Jews. He just dreamt it. The policy was there. Free country. Do business as you like. He dreamt. Imagine the whole country's hope lying in the dream of a politician. You never know what he would dream next. He just dreamed. He said, yeah, now I had a dream. Jews get out. Just a dream. And you're sitting there. You want to make money, but you hate politicians. I told you money goes to ruthless people. Listen, there's no man who is as ruthless as a politician. Politicians indicate right, then turn left. They get born again every time before elections. Wait for elections. You see them here. I say, hallelujah, in the church. They get born again twice before elections. What I'm trying to say to you is, I'm trying to raise a revolution. I'm here not to give you some verse that you move around with. No, I'm telling you how to make real money. It is nearly impossible, because I'm already in trouble. Nearly impossible to be a millionaire without the involvement of a politician. Why? Not because there is corruption, but because politicians control the vast majority of the resources of a nation. How do you create a road out there and fix a road without a politics? There's a government involved. You have to apply. I'm not talking about a political party here. You are too busy opposing what you should be. Now, you see, I know you were waiting for me to come here and say, money is flowing now. It's coming to you now. It's not coming. You need to rise. Become the counselor in your city. It doesn't matter. Be the secretary for whatever. For Soyuz, if there was a position like that in your city. Do something. Don't just sit there opposing politicians, this one and that one. No. Rise up and say, yes, for me. I'm the politician in my city. I'm the politician in my region. I don't care what you do. And women, my daughters, I want to tell you something. There are people who are moving into this social justice. It's important. It will not give you money. Me, I'm just here to tell you the truth. Yes, I'm supporting the girl child. Thank you. But the boy child will not give you money. What have you asked yourself, why is it that these people who are campaigning for these things never get married? Because no man wants to be connected to a person who is constantly complaining about some injustice. This world is injustice. Listen to me. I support girl child. I support girl boy, whatever. Anything you want, I support you. But as for you, taking up a mandate so that you feel good about something. You know, whatever you do, tell me what type of person you will become if I become close to you. If you are a complainer and I become close to you, guess what? You will complain about me. If you're fighting injustice, even if I smile the wrong way, you will see injustice in my smile. Number one, money does not go to what? To nice people. Number two, money is not emotional. No matter how you cry for it, it will not come to you. It will never come. How many times have you prayed for money? Have you cried because there was nothing in the house? As if God is not seeing it. He was seeing it, but he doesn't respond to that. He responds to faith in your crying. Not a weeping. No. Faith inside it. But faith is what? Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So if I don't see a million, what do I do? I look for substance, the paper that will make the million come to pass. The house that will make the million come to pass. So the substance, it produces the matter that will make the thing you have not seen. So the thing you have not seen is there. I wish I could talk to you about this now. Genesis 2 verse number 1. Genesis 2 verse number 1. Le paraduske en karade. Faith for money. We didn't just come here and say, like, I'm so rich. I just prayed money arrived. Those things take place. But they're just indicators that God is supernatural. They're not to live by. So most of you come to church. You pray for me and you speak something and money will happen. That's good. But that money is only to show you I'm able to do things. But it's never to make you a generational wealth that you should make. Hear me. It's too late for my kids to be broke. Honestly, it is too late. I don't know how to tell you this. I cannot be broke anymore. As a matter of fact, the only time I'm talking about broke is when I'm preaching here. And it's very uncomfortable. It's not comfortable at all to say broke. Where, brother? Where? Broke how? Somebody here, under the influence of my voice, viewers all over the world, something is changing. We are taking over that country, another country, your country you are in right now. You are the billionaire there, you are a multi-millionaire there. I'm telling you this. I'm tired of people, pray for me, my money. No, go out there. Take money by force. Your reputation is preventing you from making money. What did I say? I said your reputation is preventing you from making money. You are afraid. What do people think? Sit down. If you suffer from approval addiction, you never make money. Every businessman, as a matter of fact, is a thief.
Come on. Come on.
Thieving is in different levels. What do you think it makes sense that you get something for $1, you sell it for 100? What is that? A thief. Vice profit. That's just illegal thievery. You see, all this, I lost all this. Some of you had another type of thief now. Now, we need to change that. What kind of person is this? You get something, you know, I only used $2 here. But the cost is $300. Ah, how? Look at Rolex watches. You know Rolex? One of the most successful companies. Do you know Rolex, what it is? It's a charity organization. It's a non-profit making organization making profit. Do you know Oxfam? Yes, Oxfam, about 9%, right, is what they use to help Africans. The other 91, they pocket it. Yes, for their salaries. So who are they really doing the charity for? Their own. No, you're not getting. Have you ever seen a video on Oxfam video? Listen. Or another in UK. They're right here. $1. Just give $1 to feed an African family for 1 month. What? Where are they buying? Where are they buying this food? $1? In which Africa is this one? And guess what? British people will be like, yeah. It's just £1. Adopt a child for £10 a month. $10 a month. Which type of child is this? Even the poorest of poorest in Africa, $10 is nothing. Right. What are they trying to do? They are trying to steal.
Right.
Hear me well. When you woke up today, I will tell you this. When you woke up today, guess what? If you were like normal people, you bathed. That means the water company build you. Xinhua. Build you. Then you put the light on. Zesa was on you. Are you still here? Then you put your clothes on. That means the other shops that sell clothes were on you. Someone said Mudiwa. MH was on you. Then from there, what happened? You walked out, got on the road. If you were driving, that means the road tax was after your money. Then you went past fuel station and they were after your money. Then the car has got road tax. The government is also after your money. Then you picked your phone to say, I'm coming around 9 to work. Apple, Econet, GTEL, Net One was on you. Then you go to work and you realize you didn't even eat breakfast. So you went out to just get at least some small to put in the mouth. That food company was on you. And then, lunchtime, sort of calling your girlfriend. But your phone is out of battery. Zesa, do you notice that everyone is planning for your money except you? Whose money did you plan for? Today. Everyone is planning for your money. But you never planned for anyone's money, not one. Then you went to church. God himself wants 10%. Even God planned for it. Someone said to me, prophet, just tell me how you started, how you got your money. I said, only a fool will tell you exactly how they made money. There is no multimillionaire anywhere who has ever revealed how they made money. They just lie. If you hear stories of multimillionaires, my mother was working 5 jobs. A liar, 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 liar. They lie a lot. I think the mother would just be like, oh my God. But the mothers have to accept it because these are multimillionaires now. All of them have rubbish, lies, stories. Have you ever had an inspirational speaker? Mm-hmm. Those guys who inspire people. For some reason, their story is just a sad story. I couldn't afford even 1 mil. I listened to this lady, this lady, Oprah Winfrey. She said, we were so broke that sometimes we couldn't even afford milk. We'd eat cornflakes using apple juice. I say, hey? You had apple juice. You had cornflakes. We only knew the corn, not the flakes. Ah. What are you talking about? You had cornflakes and apple juice. One of these upcoming comics, or rather comedians in America, I believe it's Jongwe or something. That's, I think, Lenmo Jongwe. I think so. Right? Lenmo Jonas, yeah. Lenmo Jonas, yeah. He went there and he began to talk about why people are sitting in this crowd. And he said, Lenmo Jonas. And he went there and he was talking about to white people. And he said, don't cut me on this one because I don't remember verbatim what he was saying. But I know the essence of what he was saying. So he started telling them that I coming to America, I miss my village. Because my village, we would wait for these animals to travel from one area, this animal migration. And sometimes the zebras would get out of form and then they are left there, little zebras, and would take care of them. And the white people are like, oh, he says, look at you. You believe anything coming from Africa? These white people are like, oh, very emotional about zebras. Yet most of you have never seen a real zebra. Are you getting this? Imagine how emotional people tell white people stories about Africa and they believe it and they are making money. They are being lied to by their own white people that $1 will feed their family for 30 days. And white people are like, yeah, 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 yeah. No one thinks, wait a minute, I think somebody here in Britain is stealing from us. If £1 can buy food for 1 month, I better be in Africa. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say to you is this. You are waiting for a message to give you the power spiritually to get rich. The Bible says, remember your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. Even in Deuteronomy says it. Gives you power, not wealth, the power to. The ability, the propensity. You already have that power to be a multimillionaire. You have that power. But are you exercising it? No! Listen to me. Faith is a goal getter. You get your goals by your faith. But hope is a goal setter. You set where you want to go by hope. Then you go to get it by faith. Money is so easy to get. Anything that a sinner gets without prayer and fasting should be easy for a Christian to get. But Christians are too spiritually minded. They are earthly useless. I repeat this sentence. Money is given if you provide services and products. Money is a thing that is given to you in exchange of services and products. If you have no product and no service to provide, you don't deserve money. Very simple. Turn to someone next to you who is thinking this is a mountain. Money is a mountain. Say, there is no mountain anywhere. There is no mountain anywhere. A man's ignorance is his greatest mountain. Listen, when my father said, you know, years back, I just wanted to give God $100 million. So that was my hope. And then I went past it. I said, You went past what? Giving God $100 million. How do you leave $100 million? I saw him at, I believe it's Benson Idahosa University, right? And he was given a time to just preach like this, to speak on the commencement or something. And he's in the middle of his sermon. He was not thinking about it. In the middle of his rather speech, he said, I walked around and I'm seeing them doing all this. By the way, to finish that building, how much do you need? And one of the dean said, say, we need $5 million. He said, okay, give them now. Look at even you. Even you're clapping. I'm telling you. I gave the brother $1,000. Just $1,000. And everyone is clapping. I was there when Pastor Chris was ministering like this. And he said, brother, you've been playing the saxophone for me for how many years? I think the guy said 10 years or something. 10 years. He said, oh, give him $700,000. You know, that gave me a lot of faith. I wanted to best. I said, God, make me a saxophonist. No, I said, just imagine. Imagine just playing a saxophone. $700,000. Are you crazy? One man distributed, just rhapsody of realities, distributing. He said, how many did he distribute? He said, I don't know how much it was. So give me $500,000. What? See, now you've already left this. You are now praying. Prophet, just... I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say. Are you getting it or you've not gotten it? Are you getting it? How many know Kenneth Copeland? He has given over 30 private jets. Like, this is a gift. Take it, please. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, take this one. I went to Texas, Houston, Texas. And as I was there, I saw this son of Creflo Dollar. He said, my father has just called me. I said, where exactly? He said, to the airport, he's going somewhere. I said, okay, no problem. We see you when you come back. No problem. He went there. The person said, they were recording. You know, just meeting his father, you know. He just wants to also show his church that I met my father, blah, blah, blah. And the whole thing goes to the tarmac, you know, close to the runway. And he says, yeah, here is your gift, son. A private jet, over $10 million. Says, this is your gift. Not only that, this guy does not know nothing about private jet. Zero. He says, don't worry about knowing anything about private jet. The whole team is yours for the whole year. I've paid them. And fuel for the whole year is paid for. Are you still? Are you with me?
understanding what I'm trying to say?
When prophet's father passed on, we were in Nigeria at that time, and the planes were having problems, you know, because they were not flying. So my father just said, she can wait today, and then tomorrow, take my plane and go. I'm not married, man. Nah, come on, guys. We have to get to a point where money is only a tool we use for the kingdom. If something is lacking, we go for this direction and we catch it. But most of you will never catch money. Why? Because you're not bold enough to pursue it. Bold. Boldness to move. Even after you leave this place, you just go, I don't know, God, if God wants, if he does not. That's why we are where we are. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of controversies. No, of scandals. No, we're not afraid. The bigger, the better. We still make moves. We shake kingdoms. We're not worried. That's why our enemies can't sleep. They have to talk this, make this, copy everything, say nonsense. Because they know God has blessed us beyond their control. We are not controlled by them. That's why when I come to minister here, I come to minister what God has told me, and I do not care what you think about it. Remember, I'm not preaching what you command me to preach. I preach what he commands me to preach. But if I was broke, I would line up with everything you like. If I say money to you, you say, I will start from there to there, change, move in the middle, say the same thing you like. That's why it says, in the end times, there shall come a time where people shall heap up for themselves preachers who will tell them what their itching ears want to hear. Genesis 2, verse number 1. We're about to finish. But the word of the Lord is simple. Money is coming to you. What do I do? Hear this. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. That's why we call ourselves seven-day Adventists. Not the ones who go on Saturday. No, we go every day. We are 7 days Adventists. These ones go one day. God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Quickly. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. You are not getting. Do you notice? The Bible says he had already finished everything. Oh no, you're not hearing me. I'm going now. Let me go here. Because this is going south. Hear me. Verse 1, 2, 3. We are being told God created everything and he rested. He was happy. Now hear this. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created. Notice what the Bible says. Created and made. Bara and yasa. One is to formulate from nothing. Another is to create from a pre-existing subject or entity or object. So he created some things and he made some things. I wish I had time. I can go a month talking about this. These, now 1, 2, 3, let's read. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Wait, if there are generations in heavens, that means angels have generations. You're missing it, so I'm not dealing with that part. Generations on earth. You better angel junior produces his own kids. What about generations of heavens? We will not go there. Just deal with this for now.
And I'm bringing a teaching every Wednesday, not starting this Wednesday, not this one, which is called The Ancestors. Black people in the Bible. White people in the Bible. How colors started. You realize that in the 1800s is when white people started calling themselves white. They knew they were pink. But anyway, let's go here. Do you know what white looks like? Look in the paper. Look in there. That's white. Do you know when a white person is mentioned in the Bible? It's Miriam. So then God gave her leprosy and she became white. There's no white person on earth. Zero. Never. If you see a white person, you run. White. Just white. Like, white. They are pinkish. They don't want to hear this truth, but it's true. If you are sitting to a white person there, just know. They are pink. Closest is peach. Then they call Chinese people yellow. Ha! How? Their skin is almost like yours. And you see, it's racism. Anyway, forget about that. Don't miss any ancestors. The ancestors. We're going to go for weeks. You will know when human beings started. Were they black or were they white? And I can tell you now, before time, they were not white. I can tell you. And I can prove it from the Bible. Then I'll show you the color of Jesus in the Bible. The same Bible you're holding. We are not going outside the Bible. Inside. You will see he wasn't white. I will show you the color of Hezekiah, the color of Solomon, the color of David. It's written in the Bible. Because you are dumb. Anything white means special. That's why they managed to colonize us. Of my brothers who are white and sisters who are white. Relax. We're not talking about you. We're talking about your ancestors. And if you see some kind of anger coming out of you, you have demons. What's your problem? The truth is there. Just be happy. And listen, we have countries where white people are in our church in numbers. I'll show you where Indians come from. And I'll show you what your color is and what actually, where exactly you come from. After you see it in the Bible, you go like, wait a minute. How can I be this broke? Yes. I hear you. I know. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth. And every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was no man to till the ground. Wait a minute. It says here. Wait a minute. Are you getting this? It says, when God says, let there be a plant, plants never came out. No, you see, you missed it. He said, because they couldn't come out because there was no man. So the man was created on the seventh day. But plants are coming out third. And God says, let there be a vegetation. And the Bible now tells us, no, nothing came out because there was no man. So when God said it was, what was he seeing? You see, I knew, I could tell. You see, you gotta really be acquainted with my teaching ministry. Because I can look at you right now. You want me to be a preacher. That's why you never get rich. Because preachers will never make you rich. Teachers will make you rich. So when I came to Zimbabwe and came to Africa, what I did was I changed my teaching ministry into a preaching ministry so you could understand me. Because you like being encouraged. But after being encouraged, what do? You're going to be rich. Yes. Go home.
to that one bedroom house of yours, where if you want to change sides, you have to come out and come back with the right side. Because you want to be encouraged, you don't want action. Action is important. When you leave this place Monday, go to ZANU PF headquarters there. Find out what can I do. Go to your MP. What can I do in the party? Go. As a matter of fact, go to any party you like. Be part of the change, whether it's CC, CC, double C, triple C, 99 Cs. It doesn't matter. Be involved somewhere. Me, I'm not given to politics. So you're given to poverty. This is the only occupation where they don't care about how many degrees you have. They have only one way. Can you convince somebody? And I know what you think right now. Let me tell you something. There is a skill that is needed when the economy is down. It is called selling. But men of God, I'm not given to selling. No, everyone is a sales expert. How many here understand what I'm talking about? If I say to people, how many here think sales is difficult? They'll be like, yeah. If you have ever had a boyfriend, you're good at selling. Imagine selling yourself to the point where a whole man stands there and goes like, I don't know if you're understanding this. Just imagine. If you have ever had a girlfriend, you are crazy. Imagine walking like this and say, sister, stop. Please, want to talk to you. And the whole human being stops. And you tell them lyrics. I love you like a pawpaw in a guava tree. Imagine the lyrics. I'll give you the earth. Meanwhile, you don't even have one square meter you own. No title deeds. And that woman from that whole child of another woman says, yes, me too. Do you understand how difficult it is to convince somebody you love them and then they say yes? Especially a woman to say, I love you. They will give you so many questions. Why? Now, men, we don't know why. For me to mention that this is your ears and your eyes, the way you look, we can't. I know, I just love you. There is something about you. What exactly is it? Marry me, then we find it together. Imagine the lyrics that you can produce. I'll give you the moon. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed all these songs from, no, real songs, not these ones, this, you stupid songs, this new generation. What nonsense is that? This is rap music, it's finished? Yes. Way back we had real things. They were singing songs for our mother, songs for everything, songs for my lovely person. Now, it's getting hot in here. If it's hot, turn on the fan. No, take off all your clothes. No romance, just straight to the action. It's a wrong world. But sometimes you understand why these people are going straight to the action. Women, you ask too many questions. Too many questions. The most difficult one, after you say, I love you, and she has agreed. She has agreed. Everything is okay now. I love you. So we are now boyfriend, girlfriend. Yes. But wait, why me?
Why you? Why me?
Even after you get married, it's a problem. Yesterday, I saw my wife wearing this jacket. I said, wow, that's a nice jacket. So this, I've been wearing it for a lot of... I'm like, yes, I know. I did not know nothing. I said, yes, I know you've been wearing this for a long time. Because the next question will be like, why were you not noticing? Why is... So I had a trick just a few days ago. I had my nails done somewhere there. And I went to Italy with her. And I got there. And then somewhere I said, my finger is... She said, you cut your fingers? You cut your nails? I said, yes, been here for 2 weeks. How did you know? How come you did not notice this? She said, you are revenging. I said, revenge from where? Do you understand? What I'm trying to say is, there is a lot in us that we're able to market ourselves. And we are disappointed when we market and nothing happens. No reward comes. If you've ever had a child, you manage to sell vegetables. If you do not eat these vegetables, tomorrow you sleep early. Okay, mama. And watch this. So I just touched that a little bit. Have you noticed what happens if you give asparagus or you give broccoli to your child? What happens the first time they touch it? What happens? They like it? They spit it. Why? Because human beings in our nature, we don't eat vegetables. So it is the first response. Every system in us rejects it. We don't know this. But somebody wanted to sell medication. And the vegetables were started by the Puritans. When they started saying females have to eat vegetables because if they eat meat, what do? They will become impure in their thoughts. It was a thing that was done for women. Then women started gaining power and overtook and started getting the vegetable cycle again to everyone. You see this stilettos you're wearing, you were not the ones wearing them. I wish these guys would be quick enough to show you. It was men who were wearing stilettos, high heels. Yes. They started with men. Then women's rights came in. And they said, why are you wearing long? We also want it. Thank you, women. Thank you so much. Thank you for this. We would be right here going like this right now, preaching now. No, thank you for that equal rights. Thank you. Take those equal rights. We do not want those equal rights. Please, when you have time, ask your wife if she enjoys wearing it. They will tell you they enjoy it for photos right now. Women have got bags now. With slops inside so that when they leave in there. Why? They know. It wasn't supposed to be for you. But somebody also realized the business because we had more women. So when women asked for rights, they said, you know what? Let's make the heels a little bit smaller so that these guys who now consist more than 60% of the population can buy. And women were like, yeah, equal rights, not knowing it's a business of a man. Notice here, most designers for women's clothes are men. And of course, some of them are gay. And as I dealt with this issue of fashion, when it was said by one of the designers that these designers design for the women that they want to become. So these are gay people designing for you because they want to become. But all of it, you're missing the business side.
You are too holy for money. You're too holy. Trust me, you are too holy. There are things I'm not going to make someone stand up or you guys stand up or do business. But if I ask them, is there anyone who tried to steal your business? They'll tell you, yes, yes, yes. What did you do? They forgot a scripture. Forgot the whole scripture. Are you getting this? So what do I do to get money? Lose your calmness. No one is going to give you money. Not for free. No. Not for free. No one is giving you money. And I understand very well this issue. I wanted to preach one time the series on slay queens. No, I did not. I think we advertised it a lot and then we canceled it. That preaching was to support slay queens. Because you are sleeping with someone for free in the name of an affair. This one is charging and is getting money. Who is benefiting? You are all prostitutes. One is being paid, one is not. But if you see that slave queen, you'll be opposing, fighting that one. Because your mind is no money, it is purity. I'm clean, I have no sins. Which sins? Were you given money? No, he will marry me. You don't know men. Men will tell you anything you want to hear. If they discover what you want to hear, they will tell you that. You are my world. If he says you are my world, just try to insult his mother. Then you definitely know who the world is. Don't be lied to. Get to a certain level. This series is not for everyone. It's only for my children here. Listen, I want people here to be ruthless hunters. My world through prosperities will spread abroad. That's the Bible. My cities through prosperity. That's God who said it. Shall what? Shall spread abroad. Through prosperity. Cry yet saying, that says what? That says what? The Lord. My cities through prosperity. Not the Holy Ghost. Not prayer. Even God says, I can only spread by money. You're busy, you spread by prayer. You're not practical. Definitely not practical. And imagine how many preachers are telling you, don't focus on money. It's not evil. It is really dangerously evil. After saying that nonsense, they say, tithing time, offering. Offering, why are we giving you money? You said it's evil. You see, it's a very dangerous thing. Let me show you again so that we go to the location we want to get to. Genesis 1. Genesis 1. Are you flowing or you have gone home? I can see. Oh, because of time. Because of time. Yeah, we're left with it just 10 minutes. Are you getting this? Relax now. Verse number 1. Yeah. Are you flowing? Lena mando se kifreto guske anadas. 1, 2, 3. Read. In the Beningi. You know what I think? I remember this. Why? Because yesterday I saw a company that's now doing t-shirts written in the Beningi. People are buying. Yes, it's written in the Beningi. Some are written in the Beningini. Imagine how easy money is. You heard it, you thought it was a joke. Someone heard it, thought money. You were laughing. You were laughing. Yes, exactly. Just a few years back,
They stopped selling chicken. It was no quails. Ziwuta, okay? Now you see, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, we understand. Quails or frangolins. Imagine people were saying, frangolins. I had an opportunity to eat one. I couldn't understand why people were praising it. Maybe it was wrongly cooked, but the person who was eating with me was like, do you see it, prophet? Can you? I'm like, now for me to tell this guy it's a lie, I'd rather go back to chicken. It was like, what's happening? You see how business starts? Someone just thinks it. I was like, yeah, what will people need? This. Find a problem, solve it. That's it. People, listen to this. You are fired for your similarity and hired for your uniqueness. The reason why companies say we are retrenching, it means your job and someone's job is not the same. It's now being replicated. Find where you are different. You become different. See, me, I provoke a reaction. I'm everywhere. It doesn't matter where. If you put me in business, I excel. Put me in politics, I'm still moving. It doesn't matter what you do to me. I'm a crossover leader. I'm in every generation, everywhere. It doesn't matter. I understand the songs you understand. I understand the moves you understand. I understand the fashion you understand. I'm everywhere. I'm dynamic. And guess what? And I get there, I do it my major way. I'm different. If I walk into a room, I command respect. I can even see, hear them talk when I walk. Not just walk in a room. No. Find your step. Some of us don't even know our step. We just walk in, but the walk announces our arrival. They will say there is no food at a wedding. The moment I sit, they say, are you? We have beef and fish and... Even you sitting, but you said it's not... You will make an entrance. I said, you make a big entrance. Wherever you go, you make a big entrance. You are children of prophets. You will make a difference. Ah. Sit down. I said, you will make what? An entrance. Don't just be anything. No. When you walk, let them feel you were there. I'm not talking about your clothes becoming shorter. No. No. Elegance has arrived. Walk like $1 billion have just dropped. If you are in a room, be that person that they can say, what does she do, this one? Have you ever asked people, say, what does he do? They say, he doesn't work. Ha! You'll be so shocked. I remember, I was in Dubai, yes, with Prophet Arthur and Shoshore there. So we go to, and him, we go to this shop there. And the lady said, oh, you look like someone special. I'm like, you got a dress. Then another person noticed me. Says, do you know Prophet Angel? I said, oh, you know what? Apparently people think I look like him. She said, you know what? You definitely look like him. Like 100% like him. I said, wow, I'm going to look into that because this really looks like everyone is right about me. Can I buy you something? So I left Shoshore. Then Shoshore to explain that. That's Prophet Angel. That's him. She said, can I take a photo, please? A photo. I need a photo. She put the photo in her boss. Boss is a Chinese lady, yeah? Chinese or Philippine, look Chinese. And took the photo, took the camera, and the boss is like this. So I'm no more thing. I'm trying to get it to be close so she doesn't feel like I'm trying to be bougie and so did stuck up saint. She knelt down. She's like, can you see me kneeling down? I need a photo kneeling down now. She took my hand and put my hand on her. Getting what I'm trying to say? I got into Dubai again with my wife and all this, my team there, And we're trying to just buy rings, you know. You know, I don't do marriage, you know, vow renewal. They are not old, these vows. It's only the ring that's old. Mm-hmm. So we do diamond renewal. May it come to you now. Look, I've never seen so much jealousy, especially this part here. So we're renewing our diamonds. Now, this Muslim man looked at me, looked at the team, looked at me, and the ring I was holding says, no, we can do a deal, this. I said, no problem, whatever. He said, I'm coming in a few minutes. I went out. Yeah, I came back. He said, oh, what does he do, him? I want to know what he does. So they explained to him that I'm a prophet. Now, the conversation always goes bad because this man is a Muslim. And according to Muslims, Muhammad is the last prophet. So I said, yeah, he's a prophet. See, the moment he entered here, and as we're entering, we were just wearing no more stuff. Reminds me, I was talking to Jab Razor, and Jab Razor said, I want to come to church. I said, then go to church. Come now. He says, prophet, I'm wearing a t-shirt with what? I don't know, some nonsense. I said, even me, I'm wearing a t-shirt with weed. So, he said, this is a lie, you're not wearing. I said, let's just go to church. Me with a t-shirt with weed, you with your t-shirt with whatever you have. But notice here, I'm coming in, and the man is already noticing, yet we are wearing t-shirts, all of us. I'm not even in front. Nobody's going like holding my bag or anything like that. And the problem with our bags are very bad. I even stopped buying bags because if I'm moving with Pastor Bevan, he's holding the Gucci whatever or Gucci bag and Louis Vuitton bag. What do you think? People think it's his. So it's useless. Why am I doing this? I'm not doing that. I tell you, one time we're in London and there's bags like this. I'm like, people are like, yeah, wow, that's 4,000 bag, wow. Mm-mm. Someone asked me, I saw you from somewhere. Now he's talking to us now. I know you from somewhere. He looked at me. He looked at Bevan. He looked at me. I know you from somewhere. I said, yeah, you are the one who holds the mic for Prophet Angel. Me now. I think he just looked at that bag and went like, this is a big guy. He's one of his Prophet Angel's teams. Said, you're the one who holds. I couldn't say it's me. I said, yes, it's me who holds the mic. I can't say it's me, I'm Prophet Angel. No, I can't. But are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are missing it. You are definitely missing what I'm saying. So the guy closed the door, looked and told his workers to go back room. Locked the room too. And said, nah. They say you are a prophet. Do it. I said, do what now? Said, prophesy. I went deeper. Went where his mother's grave is. The location. What is written on the tombstone. Then went to a letter he had received. Saying you will not get a mortgage. He said, looking at my guys. Like, what? How does he know this? Said, I told you he's a prophet. Said, no, this is too much information. I said, as a matter of fact, next Wednesday, you're receiving another from the same command. They said they made a mistake. You now got the mortgage. He said, what? How do you know this? I mentioned siblings. I mentioned everything there. But notice, it didn't start until I provoked a reaction. I give you the same power. Provoke a reaction. Wherever you go, provoke a reaction. I said, provoke a reaction. Don't be angry when you hear them talk about me. I provoke a reaction. They are all my workers. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. When newspapers talk about you, Better Angel, I provoke a reaction. There is a reason why I can be the lead story. Because if they put another person, their story will not fly. Yes. So they know how important I have fed families of journalists. without me on their story, in their story, on the title of their story, it will not be bought. Never. From today onwards. You shall be like your father. I said, you shall be like your father. You will provoke a reaction. We just want provoke a reaction. Everywhere we go, provoke a reaction. Provoke a reaction. Provoke a reaction. Everywhere. You can't be like this in this Africa. And you've not joined any political party. You're stupid. Buy a card. I don't care which party. Buy a card. Just do something. Sit down. Whatever. Do something. Provoke a reaction. When you leave this place, don't be too holy when it comes to money. I know what I'm telling you now. Trust me. This whole thing will be cut small pieces and bloggers will feast on what I'm saying now. Thank you. I told you these bloggers, all this, they are angry, angry, and angry. One time I heard these bloggers, they said, oh, you better angel has got 7 girlfriends. And said, I agree with them. It's their mothers. And I damned all of them. That's why they are angry. Listen to this. You are too much protective of your stupid reputation, which you don't have. You really don't have a reputation, and you're protecting it. I'm known by what? By your cousin Susan. So Susan is the one preventing you from making money because you want Susan to know that you cannot be moved like that. Hear me. Hear me. There has not been a year like last year where slay queens got married more than real women. What is in that slay queen that a Christian doesn't have? Boldness. There has not been a very sad year for slay queens like 2018, 19, 20. Why? Because there was no one paying. It was lockdown. So the photos that they had taken were enough. They couldn't travel to Dubai to market their products. Do you notice what I'm trying to get to you? I'm trying to get to you this idea that there is a certain look that they position themselves. And they say, this is where I am with my quality. And listen, some of you are saying, but it's expensive. I can't look like them. It's expensive. Let me explain to you. Remember, I had done all this research wanting to put this preaching in order. All this time, it is not fashion. Fashion is expensive, but being stylish is cheap. Don't try to be fashionable. Just be stylish. Style costs less. What did I say? Style costs less. Fashion is expensive. You go for Gucci. Even the things you buy there, you go like, why? You look at a platform shoe like this, like a shoe from hell. Have you ever seen these Gucci shoes like this for men? You, it's like a demon that wears it, you know, when they are. But notice, if you try to buy it, £2,000, $2,000, $3,000. Yes, it's fashionable for people with money, but don't try it. It's not necessary. You haven't reached that level, yes, yet, of spending that much. And listen, prosperity is not all about getting money. It's getting the things you need to come to the money you have. Yes. One time I wanted to buy a house somewhere, just in town here in one of the posh suburbs here. And it was around $600,000. $600,000. And I'm standing there with Miss Mabiga here and a few guys and Honorable Zenda here. So we're standing there and this agent is telling us this is $660,000. Da, 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 da. Then the owner came, a white man. Came there And I'm looking at this white guy, and I'm planning on really making him lower. It doesn't matter what money you have in your account. The point is to come back to what I want it to be. So this white guy starts explaining some few things, and one of our guys starts saying, "Oh, this house looks wonderful." I say, "Shut up. That's not the strategy for business. The strategy for business, look for the bad parts, amplify it in front of the seller." The guy was like, "I've never seen a house like this in my life." I said, "Your life and my life are two different things." I said, "You see, this is really bad. To fix this will cost me maybe $1 million. I wasn't lying. Speaking by faith. So the guy said, "No, look, we can't move any, but you know, last price, 440,000. You mean you removed 220,000 just like that? No way. Have you not noticed when they do sell, they say 90% off? So you mean this thing you were ripping me off to a point that you can afford 90% off and still make money?" So I grabbed the door of my car and I said, "No, sir, you know, this house is too expensive. If it was 240, right? Say 240, I would have bought it 660. The white guy said, okay, let's do 240. I came out of my car, I was like, yes. Let's 240 is good. 240 is good. But you see, after I left that place, I said, I should have said 140. Do you see what I'm trying to say? To you, this is your bad angel. You should just buy 660,000. For what? On what God's green earth? No, I'm not doing that. There are things, of course, when you have the money, you can reward yourself. I remember Sylvester Stallone said something. They were asking him why he has a 40,000-pound watch on his wrist. Why? Why would you buy 40,000? He said, "No, this is not about time. I can check time on my phone. This is not about time. It's about rewarding myself for every achievement. So if I get 40 million, I can go out there and buy a Richard Mille for 1 million. And just say, Kutenda mviri washanda. Thank you.
Thanking the body that has worked.
So once in a while, you reward yourself. Otherwise, you will die looking for money. So what do I do now? Was it not last week when I was pointing out some people here after service, pointing out people that I've seen accounts of 500 and some million, over 500 million. For those who were missing it, me who missed the service, you didn't see them. Showed you people who have made 1 million, some with 3 million in their accounts. You were sitting there wearing t-shirts, laughing with you, high-fiving you. But you did not notice it. When somebody has money, they might change the way they dress. Becomes normal for them. It's like, it's not necessary. Now I've reached that level, I know there is nothing there. Are you flowing? How are you gonna get money now? You leave this place, go out there, see everything as an opportunity to prosper. You will oppose people who are trying to make money and call them thieves. Until one day you decide, "I also want to make money." Then you realize there's no softness you have here. You're too soft for money. You're too nice. I asked the question that time, I think it was a partner service, and I said, "If I'm going to give you 1 million, what are you willing to do?" Oh, we heard a lot of stories. "I'll never do this." I said, "You see, that statement that you will never do this for 1 million is wrong." They were expecting me to say it's right, you know. No, it's wrong. We have to actually teach you not to act a certain way when you get the money. But reality is you should be willing to do anything. Imagine you can kill for a man who will divorce you. But not for 1 million. Your morals are wrong. There is an imbalance in your morals. If I'm going to give you 30 million today, what will you do? Okay, let's remove it. If I ask this question, and I'm not asking, so your hands down. But ask this question from that corner to that corner. Who is willing to die for their men of God? Hey! You're willing to die for a man who is not willing to die for you. Let me explain this. If you don't have a business, you have not started anything because you don't have anything to sell, the reality is you're just not smart enough. Because this does not need even smartness. You just need to know who is selling what. This one is selling this and making money. I'm also going to sell that. Why is it that supermarkets will face each other? Selling the same thing, different prices. But there will be some people saying, I buy from that only. What is the necessity of brands? Why is there a brand? Why is Gucci more expensive than another shop? How many have been to Turkey? Yeah, there, Turkey. See, there are shops where you go to. Okay, now I know exactly. How many have been to Dubai? There. Okay, I'm not going to ask, so please put your hand down. There is a location called Deira. Is it Deira? Mm-hmm. Where Gucci shoes and Deira shoes, no difference. But there, $150 or $200. That side, $1,000, $2,000. What's the change? It's the same quality. Same leather. That name written there, Gucci. That's it. Done. They've put a value on it and you have not put a value on yourself. Get to a point where you value yourself that they pay to see you. Speaking engagements in Britain cost about $5,000. You go and preach. Do you know Steven Seagal charges $700,000 per hour? To just call him to your birthday, $700,000. Michael Jackson was doing $15 million to come and perform private party. $15 million. I would buy that. I would pay to buy his cassette. How would I need Michael Jackson? $15 million. His cassette will sing even better. You see the understanding I have? Is of a man with no $15 million to give Michael Jackson for free. But somebody with money will understand $15 million. Now $15 million is nothing. Is this Indian guy who did this wedding for his child? Rihanna went there. Rihanna was paid $9 million to go and sing a song called Umbrella. Come on, guys, honestly. Umbrella. $9 million. And there was a pre-wedding party where they had spent maybe $1 billion. Just imagine. Just come. I think Rihanna was even pregnant. She said, don't worry about maternity leave. I'm coming. $9 million. Christians, nothing. Zero. We are there talking about Rihanna, how evil she is. That's all. Commenting on evil people. How much money are you going to make this year? Have you ever done an analysis of how much money you have brought since January? Zero. You don't care. God will help me this year. It's milk and honey. This is it. Milk and honey year. See, you add Ololo in the middle. That's all. And not one thing. I need to really move out of this. This is too much for me. My family will not rise if I don't rise. I need to get to a point where I'm angry with my situation. I can't be like this. Now you come out of this church now. You go past there. You see some small sister going into the car.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Grown men. Where are you going? Kombi, kombi, kombi. Mine leaves at 6. That will change. This very year, you will be driving your own. I came to provoke you to anger. This very year, I married him for potential. Potential. This is now 10 years. This is no longer potential now. 10 years, this potential is not coming out. You don't understand. I love him so much. He loves me so much. You are marrying potential. You die with that potential. Have you noticed every rich man in Africa is a witch? Or used to some kind of potion to get the money? It's amazing that it's only poor people who know where this guy took this. And no one goes there. We know you are a sinner already. So it can't be too much to go and also get the same portion. I'm telling you. If I were you, I would say to myself, I'm tired of going to a church to just pray, 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 then give offerings and tithe and go home and hope. Again is hope that I will be rich. Imagine even God, when he saw that the things he was calling into existence did not come out. What did he do? He said, it is so. It is well. And he said, it is good. And then tapped himself on the back and said, it is good. Imagine God himself praised himself. There comes a time in your life where you don't need to wait for someone to praise you. You just praise yourself. Look in the mirror and say, baby, you did good. Read a scripture. We were not there. But anyway, let's go to verse number 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And I told you, there is no way God created the earth in chapter number 1 of Genesis. There is no way where God created anything. Yes, the earth. Everything he created in the book of Genesis and in the whole Bible were simply things to fill up the earth. Where did water come from? It was not created. Where is darkness? There's no day where darkness was created. It already exists in verse number 2. And said, the waters, the Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the waters. So, the waters upon the face of the water, the deep, that means the earth was there. For you to have a deep, you have to have a surrounding of that deep. That's the earth. So the earth was there. Nowhere do you find, let there be the earth, except verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the word end is the word then. That's verse number 2. Then the earth became without form. So something happened between verse number 1 and number 2 for there to be a chaos that will bring that. Why? Because the Bible says it, in God there is no shadow of turning, no darkness at all. That means if there is darkness there, there was a position where God became silent and was removed from the face of the earth. And then chaos happened. In verse number 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The word divided there is the word badal, which means to expel darkness from light. That means when God said, let there be light, light did not appear. So God knew something is wrong with my light. Something took my light. Because when I speak, something happens. Abracadabra. When I speak, something happens. Something has to manifest when I speak it. So now where is my light? He turned around and looked at darkness. He said, I know you. You hid my light. Then he went to darkness and light, come out of that darkness. And light came out. Listen, from your darkness will come out that light. From your mess is a message. From your test is a testimony.
Here we. And God, so the lighting was good and God divided. Let's go verse number 5 quickly because of time. And God called the light, watch this. God called the light what? Day. And darkness he called night. Now here's the confusion. And the evening until the morning was the first day. So you see, God considers nights, days. That's what the Bible says. To God, light and darkness are the same. He doesn't see darkness. He sees light. And if you look in the book of Samuel, he says it again. That and he went deeper and deeper. And out of it where God dwells, there were pavilions of darkness. Pavilions where he stays. Where God stays, there's no light. Pavilions of darkness. He himself is the light. So he lives in darkness, but he's light. So when you approach him, you see light and you think he lives in light. No, he is the light. Says, and he was dressed in trench coat of dark rain. And the Bible says, and Moses went deep into the depth and went deeper and deeper into the darkness where God dwells. When you mature in the things of God, you see darkness, you see an opportunity to make money. Oh, you see what you did in here. Wherever you see a problem, an opportunity to make your money. Amen. Don't complain about problems. Problems are indicators. They are signals of the spirit that money is available now to make from this. And anyone here who says, I want capital to start a business, go to work, find a job. Real business people don't desire capital. Capital is for fools that should remain at work. You don't need capital. As we know capital. The word capital is the word capitas, which is Latin, which means mental power. Nothing to do with money. So we changed it from mental power to money. So you're not looking for money to start a business. Don't start business with money. That's why you have not started one, because you have no money. And no one is going to give you that money. If you go to a bank, they look for surety. They want to see if you are worth lending money to. If you're looking for a job, after you invested, what did they tell you? They want 15 years experience. Where do I get it? Should be a sign. You're useless on this earth. And let me tell you something here. The earth is managed. Hear this. On this money, I'll stay on this until you become rich. The earth, and I'm not stupid, because if you become rich, tithe has increased, offerings increase. So I have a very much an invested interest in this one. Because my seat is through prosperity. So the world has made a specialty, it is specialized in making you common. There are so many duplicates of you that you can't be rich. At university, you'll be 4,000. And 2,800 of you graduate. And there are 5 jobs. The world has made you common. You're no longer special as you think. It's only you and your mother are the only ones who think you are special. But out there is no special thing on you. Zero. Zero. What do you have that is special? If you're a man, what do you have that another man doesn't have? I'm handsome to who? You don't know how money is handsome. Money will cause people who are ugly to be handsome. Money. Look at how many rich men here in town here. Even in New York, walk in the streets, you see an ugly man. Look at the girl. Please bring out the photo of Roberto Cavalli with his girlfriend. Please put it up there. Please, quickly, if you can find it. Roberto Cavalli. I think you heard it before. Just type on the internet Roberto Cavalli and his girlfriend. You will see them standing there. I think it was near a beach or something like that. Please, don't take time like that. It's too much. Notice, you look at the men, you wonder what happened. And guess what? I know what you're saying. Oh, these women just love money. Remember, I have no problem with that. This man loved you for your eyes. No, that's not even. I produce one day. Can you try to send them? Because this is an old one. You even had it. You have it in your galleries there. Now, I don't know if you are. You have it. You know it. I don't know if you understand this. What? Why is money like this? Money changes a person's face. Not by plastic surgery. No. No, 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 no. Quality says something different. And guess what? Don't think this lady is just thinking here for money. Yeah, I get it. There are some people who are like that. But most people don't know. They say, you don't understand. He's so nice. He's so good to me. He's so romantic. He's no longer Mr. Something. He's now George. If you had a full one, it was going to be, why? This is not allowed in this world. It's called body shaming. I think they had to cut because they are not dressed well. But I like the full one. Because we know you're going to search for it. You will search for it. Please find a full one, a real full one. No, no, put it there for 5 minutes. What? What is our sister looking for right there? No, 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 no. She's looking for money. Yes, I get it. But trust me, if you were going to interview this lady, oh, she will tell you how many qualities he has. Your focus changed from the body to something else because money turned the focus around. And these people are not stupid. Eh? They've already signed, what is it called? Prenup. So she's not getting the money after he's now dead anyway. He died. Jesus, please send it. Send it to these people. Oh, yeah, we are still here. Don't worry. We will see all the photos we need to see. We have a gallery. When you have money, you have options. I tell you, I don't want to point fingers, but this woman you married was because of lack of money. This man you got married to, you did not have money. If you had money, your choices differ. You look at them and say, me, are you joking? You love me, you want me out. Why? Man, we have told you, no, you had to say, I was joking on 5 minutes, eh? Now, even they are calculating the time on this side. Please make it big. Let's see it. Look at how ugly this girl is. Look at how ugly the girl is. All I want to say is, you guys, when you get your money, why don't you marry black ladies? Why don't you just go to your black sisters? Finish this. Now we are seeing all this. They are now testing their own children and realizing, wait a minute, they were not mine. But even black people are doing it. Black women are also doing it. You make somebody keep someone else's children. I'm a prophet, and I tell you this in this church. Do DNA tests for your children. Don't trust anybody. Don't. Do not fear women. Fear them. Fear. Adam ate the whole fruit. Eve ate and realized she was naked. and collected the fruit and walked towards Adam. Knowing she's naked, she's like, yeah, eat. Adam went like this. So, oh, if it's, yes, we are naked. Fear women. Your wife is the only one who knows if the children are yours. I'm telling you, you're only convinced. Only one who knows is your wife. You just like, oh, he looks like me. Uh-uh. Test that bastard. Test that. Test that. You start coming here for prayer. Pray, pray. If you see a woman next to you not laughing, you don't need DNA test now. You now know. Just see seriousness, you know. Culprit. And you don't even need to tell your wife. You just take that stick and go like this. Envelope, send it. They will bring the results, okay? They will bring it. You will be so shocked. All this time you're saying, he looks like me. She looks like me. Eh? There is another man somewhere. I told you, you don't need me today. Today I'm just being me. Test your children. If it's happening to people with money, what about you with no money? Test these little rascals. Test them. Test them. One, two, three. One child. Tinashe mkabe. Go, mkabe, go. Imagine how the world has become so carnal that when you have money, anything can take place. Anything. And what you come to church to hear is God is going to do something. God is going to do something. Hallelujah. Next week, hallelujah again. You're still as broke as you were when you came. There should be a practicality to what we are saying. The power of God comes to bless the work of your hands. For he gives you not the wealth, but the power to become wealthy. Power. Not the money, but the power. Hear this. Now, Genesis. I'm chapter magazine. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Let's go quickly. And God said, let there be what? Notice. Everything he said, it was good. It was good. It was good. But remember, the thing that controls harvest is the rain and the soil. What causes harvest? The rain. Here it is. Every day he said it was good. Now watch verse number 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from above and the waters beneath. Mm-hmm. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament, under the earth, and from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Mm-hmm. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Never said it was good. Only on the part where you have a responsibility, God never said it was good. You make it good by your sowing into the ground and by the rain coming down. Every other day, God said it was good, except this one. He never called it good, because it's not up to him. It's not up to you. That's where he said, I will make the ground beneath and the earth above brass and iron. So when you sow, it will not reap anything. Those things, when he created them, he never said it was good. Every other day, it was good. It was good. It was so. It was. But this one, the one that controls your harvest, never called it good. Because it's up to you. You can't tell me you have legged $100 to hire land in your rural areas. You don't need to even to hire land. Find a chieftains in your city, in your community, and say, look, my father used to live here. I just need at least 1 hectare, 2 hectares, you know, for me to farm as well. Go to your father in the rural areas and tell him, Baba, I need one house to build there. When you build that house, what do you think will happen? They will say, now you can take this, you can remove these trees here and put your own field. Plant something. Do something. No, I just, you know, I don't have a job. You don't have a job. Go back to the rural areas. Farm there. You like lights that much. From the time I've come here, I've been in this country. All this. I've not been to town. City center. No. Zero. To do it. What do I want in a city center? I don't have anything I need there. Am I not enjoying my life? Trust me. Enjoying more than most of you. Town, doing what? I don't even know where to go in town. I tried to go one day. It wasn't a very good experience. Do you understand? I had to ask for the shopkeeper to open the back door. The whole town was now waiting outside. That was years back. I said, I will not go in there. But even there, I don't have needs for me. There's no need for me to be in there. You like to be in town so much. Did we not have Ken Sharp last time? That's a multi-billionaire with billion-dollar projects. Multi-billion-dollar projects happening. But guess what? Guess what? Most of his kind, when I say kind, I'm talking about white community. They are not staying in town. They are out there in farms. And at the farm, they create a beer hall for the workers in a shop so that your grandfather who works at his farm, when they get paid, they do what? They get drunk at the farm. Leave the money again for. While this, you're just standing here. Most of you came here, so you better angel can pray for you. So I can pray for you. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow? We have Missions Week. Okay. Do you notice? Just in that corner there was no clapping. Hey, we have Missions Week tomorrow. It is in that moment where you begin to realize people who are willing to work for God and who are willing to do more for Him. I want to be tomorrow morning, where is Pastor Patrick?
I'm here, sir.
Yes. So I think you said this thing tomorrow morning.
Yes.
You said maybe from here to there.
Yes, sir.
What time is the international visitors?
11 a.m., sir.
11 a.m.?
Yes.
So you guys, you don't go in there. And those who are free, you can still come here. So you can join the visitors, and we are going to have a prophetic service.
Thank you, sir.
So, Pastor Felix has to be here as well.
Yes, sir.
And you and Pastor Felix prophesying. So, international visitors, tomorrow is a prophetic service. And those who want to join them and just to support them, is also a prophetic service. But you notice when I say this, that means there are some people who are not going to be there. They will be at work. And that's not a problem because there are some people who are going to be here because they also don't have a job. Then there are people who are going to be here because they have a business. But I want to do just a prophetic service here. Tomorrow, 11, is a prophetic service.
Yes, sir.
It's really meant for international visitors. But sons and daughters who feel like they are free to do something, you can still be here, and it will be for. So we're not going to look at Do you have a badge written international visitor? No. It's just going to be international visitors. Raise your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I push grace towards these that are here right this minute to do mighty wonders, to create grace financially, to move mountains, to see to it that your work is done. I speak longevity for them in business, in their lives, increase in their lives. Let them live spectacular lives in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, it is done in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for everyone here that from right this minute, the boldness that is already supplied to you by the Holy Ghost will be enough for you to create millions and billions. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to pray wherever you are. Just begin to pray that you will rise. You will rise. Le ala gu shele kangule mongre tatusiven. La rosa bahaya katalika tayaniata. Rekoto zakrak telegraista kalatayaniata. Yesoko pa yakata yakanika talaziata. Jakadia krokrakona kreista kaladiaho. Parote, leketelezeika parataya kiata. Jalane jakaradu.
Can you feel the atmosphere has changed? It is the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Say.
Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Catch the fire.
Jesus.
Manoze meli e greteli ashu prefta. Meruduli anon gravesisim. E ala yosai. Perunalia gagaga. Seze lushai. Are you the one with meningitis? Sit down. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, stand up. No, stand up. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Stand up. Sit in. Sit in. Stand up. Sit in. Sit here. Is he not the one who was manifesting right now? Who could be told what to do? If we can say it now, and we are talking about this spirit, and it's manifesting, and we tell it, sit down. What do you think we can tell meningitis? Oh, you're not getting what I'm saying. Because it's not his. It's Huh? What's happening here? Huh?
There's no power.
There's no power in here.
There's no balance. There's no power.
When you're walking?
Yes, I do.
There's no power.
There's no power. There's no balance.
No, there was no balance, sir. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that there be a balance in the name of Jesus. Here we go. Selamai gusai. Jesus alama. Baba. Don't worry, okay? This is the path. God has already cleared their path for you.
Amen. Amen.
So it's the path. Because these are finances that have gone out.
Completely for a long time.
For a long time.
Yes.
Things are not working for you.
Yes.
But because you came here and there was a ministration concerning finances,
I
speak now by the authority of the Spirit.
I receive it.
Those finances are being fixed as I speak now.
I receive it. I receive.
How many times did you get married?
This is the third, I would say so.
Sometimes one is okay for the first time. Just do first time. If you're going to have 2, 3, then keep them. Not one, you divorce. Another one, you go. Another one, you go. But no, now, this is not what I see. This is like this. Even this meeting now, you saw it in a dream. This meeting we are having now.
Yes, it is written there.
Where? I don't know. Take the book you are. Lucky kono mo mata telegisa. Hey! Hey!
Sesalata la tuja. Verunamanda ziatali suza.
It's actually here, Prophet. He said, I heard a voice in my left ear in your church's spirit embassy.
Just imagine. But I'm seeing, it's not even once you had a dream of me like this. Several times.
Several times. All this year. All this year.
There are dreams.
Yeah, there are dreams that I see. You praying for me?
Yeah. I begin to see. There is an anointing over your life. And that anointing I saw was traveling even Lusaka, Copper Belt, Chingola, all these locations. I'm seeing churches that you were supposed to be fathering over. Because I saw a written thing written apostle.
Yes, I'm an apostle, yes.
You're an apostle?
Yes. And I'm coming from Copper Belt.
You're coming from Copper Belt?
Yes.
Matele Barri.
This is a house. The Lord said, when you leave this place, there is land waiting for you.
Amen. I receive.
Because right now, no nothing. No house, nothing.
Literally nothing.
Zero.
Zero, zero. Even my coming here, I can't just say much. I know you know.
And this is a churchman, an apostle of the Lord. And we're still playing that we don't need money in the church. We don't need money. We are lying to people because we ourselves as preachers have the money. And our congregations don't have money. So we tell them, all you need to do is bring money to church. So any preacher who tells you money is not important is trying to rob you. He's trying to get you to give money and then he prospers. You came because there is a door financially you want me to open. Yeah. It's a door, it's a key. You want me to open like this.
I saw you.
Because this dream you had, it's all about, I'm coming here. I'll shock you with some few things.
That's true.
Because if I shock you with something someone knows, you'll be like, you will believe me. But you need to believe me deeper. Now what you're doing
I believe
now.
You because...
No. I'll cause you to believe me deeper.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So, remember, now, your deliverance is coming because of this woman, this one you have now, this woman. Eh?
Amen.
Remember, they are your children, then they are her children.
Yes. Hmm? Yes.
Two of your own.
Yes.
Four of you.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
Four children. She has got her own children.
Yes.
So, what causes God to say, now when I bless you, take the children as your own?
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
He made you an apostle for a reason. And this time, God is about to shift things.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about shifting things. Stand up. Stand up. Stand next to him. Him. This one. Okay? Just stand next to him. You stand together. Stand together here. Because I saw fire from you to him and him to you. I'm coming here.
Yeah.
Let's go home. Let's go home. I'm here to prophesy money. Vasita Zakari.
Music. Yeah. Yeah.
body, so loving. Yes, I need again and again and again. Yes, I need again. Yeah. Wandi simuti, wandi gaza na machila. Ukombe wangu unafachikira ndi endi 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 endi. Masiva and I'll tell the world of what he has done for me. He's so kind and loving and faithful through the way.
Yes, I see Lambo. Yes, I see you heal the sick. Yes, I see good news everywhere.
Yes.
We have got testimonies that are in the house, prophet.
Yes.
Prophet, the sister that is standing with me today is here to testify, prophet.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Sunday, prophet, that you declared and you were canceling death, prophet. And on that one, it was a court case, prophet, of another sister that was in the congregation, prophet. And you canceled for that sister, the court case, prophet. She was not the one. She was amongst us. She was in the atmosphere, prophet. Her father was unfairly dismissed in Botswana. And they owed over half a million, prophet.
Which cooler. Part of Botswana was this? Mauni. Okay.
Mauni, prophet. Uh-huh. Mauni, prophet. Prophet, she just raised the phone with the documents of her father, prophet. When she left the location, prophet, the court case was just 2 years into it. Nothing was happening. 2 years just there. They are not responding. They are not moving anything. But from that day, from that service, they called on the Monday. They said to the father, come, let's resolve it outside the court. Let us discuss. And they paid the full amount, over 500. That's the payment, prophet.
Well, no, 500, Pula, what is that one?
That's millions, prophet.
695, six, what? Six,
Pula.
1,000.
Yes, sir.
You said 500, Pula.
I said over, prophet.
Over 500, Pula.
Over.
That's 695,000.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By reason of that figure, get that figure yourself. Oh, your receiving is filled with COVID.
I receive.
Try one.
I receive.
Your celebration has got kwashioka.
He loves me, yes. He loves me.
Prophet.
Our God is.
Hey.
So loved.
Yes.
Prophet.
It was in Pula, prophet. We were too excited, prophet. We were too excited, prophet. But a lot is happening, prophet. Prophet, thank you for the opportunity that you gave men yesterday just to step on the holy ground in the good news city, prophet. In the good news city, prophet.
Ours, you see, where are those photos anywhere? Do we have photos?
Yes, sir, we have photos.
I like the bride part of it. I did not even know it was happening. I said, wow, these people never even called me. And if you're a man, I feel the same. You were not called. You were not invited. Jesus Christ, these people. Were you invited? Hey, these are the people who invited people. May God punish you severely with money.
We receive.
People like being punished with money. Like I'm ready for this punishment. Yes, I'm still coming, Baba.
Prophet, things were happening, prophet, to everyone that stepped in that ground, prophet. This man, it was his first time to be in contact with this grace. His first time to be on that location, in that location, prophet. When he left his house, he was in need of rent money, prophet, and nothing was happening. And he was so much in need that it was his escape to just attend that bride. It was his escape for prophet, because there was no way he was going to find the money in that day, prophet. Prophet, when he entered the gate, prophet, he said that he saw money in his phone. There was a message to say there's money that has entered, prophet. Prophet, people might think it's a coincidence, prophet. When he went to the next place, prophet, when we're drawing closer to the next gate, prophet, that is fenced area, prophet, another amount entered into his phone, prophet.
Hey.
Prophet. Prophet, this was the exact amount of the rent that he was needing, prophet. The exact amount, prophet.
Now listen to me. We are by no means allowing anyone to enter anymore. It's closed for business. So I'm like, how do I go there? No, relax for now. We are still building it.
Prophet, but we have miracles already, prophet. This one, again, it was his first
May
time.
May your rent happen. May your rent happen. Yeah. May your finances take place. Yes.
Prophet, this one again.
Whoa.
Prophet.
Yes.
Only men understand. That's why this noise, prophet.
Oh. So if there are men here who don't understand, they are not men.
I don't know,
okay,
prophet.
I get what you are trying to say.
Prophet, thank you so much for allowing us, prophet. We encountered your God yesterday, prophet.
Yes.
Prophet, when we are moving around, I called for an altar call for those that want to receive Jesus Christ, prophet. And this man came, prophet. And I thought he was just among those that are receiving Jesus Christ, prophet. And he said, I felt the conviction. The moment I entered into this place, it was a conviction in me. When I was moving around, I felt that I need to make the decision to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, prophet.
Wow.
Prophet, it's not just him getting born again, prophet. He has a history, prophet. He's not just, I know some people will take it as a tradition, but those that know, Nyao and Zigure, it's not a tradition, prophet. It's a religion, prophet. And he was part of that religion, prophet.
Wow.
Those that understand voodoo, they know what we're talking about. That's him actually, prophet, in that costume.
That's you there. What a handsome man. Look at her. Yes.
Prophet, he gave his
life. Now, I want you to see something. Look at how well-dressed he is, how handsome he is, and then look at the religion. And you think your Christianity will compete with that? If it remains cerebral, it will be beaten twice, 10 times harder. If it is only in your mind. Christianity, at its lowest level, should challenge witchcraft. If your Christianity doesn't look like witchcraft at its lowest level, it's an imitation of a bad Christianity. It's not real. Paul, Peter, they would look at a person and say, you shall be blind for a season. And the person becomes blind. Voodoo. Competitors. No funny stories. Someone challenges you and they don't become blind. And you say it's because of love. Peter didn't have love.
Your Christianity should be dangerous. Look at what he was willing to do for voodoo. You come to church, you. What does he do? Is it a video? What is it?
There is a video, prophet, if they can allow us to.
We can allow you to.
Please, guys, there's a video there.
There are other pictures.
Yes, sir.
What's happening with our media people?
There are other pictures.
We need people who actually beat up the media. It's like someone who just is there who is spiritual. They do funny tricks, beat them up. Do another one. I sent you. Mm-hmm. Here I am, oh Lord, sent me.
Prophet.
Yes.
As he gave his life to Christ, prophet, he is here to also say thank you, prophet. On the spot, prophet, uh-huh. As we were standing, people were coming to him. They were saying, God is just telling me that I should buy you suits. Prophet, he got 5 new suits. I did not announce suits, prophet. Woo! He's wearing a suit. Yeah. He has a suit, prophet.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother, we have $5,000 for you.
Yeah.
Was it a God, money woman? Was it a money woman?
It's a money woman.
Money woman.
Was it a God?
What do you want, babe?
Come on, let's hear it. Say, yes, I see.
You raise the dead. Yes, I see.
That's him, prophet. That's him.
Look at that. Someone is celebrating their God with their religion. Christians only wear a suit, makeup. Jesus. You are joking. Let the fire fall.
Woo!
Fire on that altar. Balej tetema sekaroka. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Prophet, miracles are happening. Like you always say that you like it when young people come to testify of the blessing that is in the house, prophet.
Yes.
This young lady, prophet, attended just one service because she is a relative to this camp of prophet. So when she attended, prophet, it was the service when you're preaching, are you the one? She was just...
Oh, should we wait for another one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She was just excited about the message, prophet. She's saying she did not really get it, but she was saying, are you the one? Which means I must be the one. As she left the service with that excitement of that message, prophet, she was doing athletics from there, which is almost 2 months, prophet. Every time she would go into a race, she was coming out as number one. Every race, she was coming out as number one, prophet.
I told you the unction will reach the children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Prophet, she was coming out as number one until they had to pick her to represent Zimbabwe for Junior Olympics, prophet. Prophet, she has to travel to Spain and she's going to South Africa for 6 months representing this country, prophet.
Wasita seka remari wambe. Wasita
mari wambe.
Kiti mari wambe chasa.
Mari wambe.
Wasita seka. Everybody say.
Wasita seka remari wambe.
Mari wambe chasa.
Mari wambe.
Oh mari wambe.
Mari wambe.
Let's sing this verse together. Say yes I see. You raise the dead.
Yes I see.
Let go.
Yes, I see. You heal the sea. Yes, I see. Good news everywhere.
Come on, sir. Kuba baba. Memoyo wa. Sir. Pamwendino.
Pamwendino shai wa maso.
Prophet.
He is so kind and loving.
from the same couple, prophet, there's another testimony, prophet. The man standing with me, prophet, has got a unique testimony. He attended Exodus night.
Exodus night?
Yes, sir.
And Exodus night is happening. This one is definite. It's happening here. Yes.
He had one prayer request that he had written on a paper, prophet, that I need a car. Prophet, he had a car 8 years ago, and he lost this car. It developed faults, and he thought, if I can just sell it, I'll buy another one. But when he sold it, he lost that money. It just disappeared on him. And he has done 8 years without a car, struggling to even buy that car, prophet. But prophet, you came to him, and you said, you shall recover all. Prophet, he just took it as a prophetic declaration.
Yes.
Prophet, there is something that I want the church to understand. There is nothing called coincidence, prophet. How can it be, prophet, that he bought a car with the same mileage to the dot, 197,000 kilometers to the dot, prophet? The car that he got this week, prophet, the same mileage to the dot.
Wow.
The same mileage, 197,000. The same mileage.
You see, let me tell you something. What God is doing by giving you testimonies is trying to show you something that has a meaning to you, so that you take whatever spiritual atmosphere is created by this testimony. Remember, the Bible says it this way, that by the words of their testimony, not by the testimony, the words of the testimony, they overcame the devil. So you don't overcome the devil by getting a miracle, but by telling of the miracle. If you tell it, so when you get a miracle, you think the devil has been defeated. Never. He only gets defeated when you tell it. Yes.
Thank you, prophet. Thank you, prophet. There's another one all the
I'm
way.
I'm seeing you.
All the way from Botswana, prophet.
Yes, yes.
The man
is
excited, prophet. This man was a professional footballer for 5 years.
Yes.
And he lost.
My brother, may you get more cars and more cars, and businesses, may they begin to boom in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Prophet, he lost his contract, prophet. And there was a problem because he was never educated. No education to talk about, prophet. He was relying on soccer, football only. Mm-hmm. Which means he started to struggle, prophet, and he had to travel to this location, and he attended Exodus night again, prophet. Prophet, you came to him and you prophesied. You said, your life is changing from this day. Prophet, and you also prophesied. You say you are going to be international. The world is going to come to look for you, prophet. He left this location, went to Botswana. Prophet is saying, when he put back his SIM card, it took 30 seconds from him that the phone rang, and there is someone who called him and said, I got your number from someone. I have got a job for you. You need to come tomorrow and start working, prophet.
Just like that,
prophet. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just like that, prophet.
There is a certain man who will look for you. I see a certain man, a certain woman. Yep. I'll look for you.
Prophet, he's saying in the same area where he's working, there come another guy, and he said, I offer my services to you to do with media. I want you to be out there. So whatever that you have, a Facebook page, Instagram, whatever, we are going to manage for you, prophet, and full everything, what you need. We are your team. Prophet, they are now working for him, and he's not paying them. Prophet, with the same thing, prophet, as you had spoken, that is becoming international, prophet. There came another man, international. Prophet, he called him to say, I want you to come and preach in Malawi for 5,000 people. 5,000 people, prophet. There is a crusade that is already for him, waiting for him in Botswana, prophet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Zika.
We decree and declare, by the miracle he got, may you get your own miracle.
I receive it, Dad. Yes, I see. Yes, I see. Yes, I see. Yes,
when you say, come on,
Jesus. Sit down.
It is well.
Sister, do you know each other? You know each other?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
you know each. Okay, come. There is this move. Relax, eh? I'm saying, give me this. Is this your first time here?
Yes, man of God.
So it's the first time to be prophesied to?
No, man of God.
You've been prophesied to before?
Not by you, man of God.
Oh, no, I mean by me. I can't ask about other prophets. I will not ask anyone else. Please don't mention another prophet here. I'm only asking about me. Another prophet I wouldn't know. I don't want to validate anyone else's prophecy. People will leave this place and go like, yes, I even told him this prophet, so it's a prophet Yahoo, Bullet, prophet Google said. No, I'm just talking about me. Huh?
It's my first time, prophet.
No, if I prophesied to you, me.
No, prophet.
Okay, your first time. Okay, no. I can't, if I ask people who come here and say, have you ever been prophesied to? They say, yes, T.B. Joshua said, this one said. I don't want to hear what others said. If I say something, it should be connected. You just connect it on your own. Even if I hit some few things, you don't say, hey, even senior prophet T.B. Joshua said. No, that's your information. Yeah. Thank you. Is this your first time here?
Yes, it's first time. Yeah.
So you told each other to come here?
We came together, prophet.
You just came together? Yeah, okay. Now hold this. Show me your this ones, eh? Like this. Just like that. You, relax, eh? Yes. You hear what I'm saying? Relax.
Yes.
This one is hot-headed. This one. You.
That's true, man of God.
Sister, tell me, are you still married?
No, divorced.
Okay. This one is a hard woman. This one, if you have this one in your team, you are sorted. This one does not understand. But fortunately, God says the character he gave you to be a strong-willed person. Come close. To be a strong-willed person. It will get you to keep these children.
Amen.
Because I saw money flowing.
I receive.
There is a certain level of tenacity she has. Yes. Tenacity. Yeah. There is a conspiracy, my sister. You stand there. Come close. There is a conspiracy that is happening. And this is a small building here. Even the offices are very small and not huge place. But there is a conspiracy that is happening against you. Because I saw a paper being put forward for promotion. But somebody stepped on it and doesn't want to get the promotion. As I'm talking to you, I see a gun, like a gun. You understand? You, there is a gun and a handcuff.
Yes, man of God, I'm a police officer.
All right. So I saw, the Lord said, I have already positioned you for higher things up there. Listen to me carefully.
Yes.
This is a higher position.
Yes, prophet.
It will even move you deeper into some offices in Gaborone. It will push you in Gaborone.
I receive.
Hey. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Balei Hashem, come. Request is not where are you coming from?
Botswana.
Okay. Anyway, don't worry about it. So relax, eh?
Is this your friend?
She is my brother's girlfriend.
Hey! Mele bele berete keleme. Hey! Your brother is a hothead also. Because this one's prayer is marriage.
Yes.
Remember this child. Remember the child. This, if I'm going to Bulawayo, you don't know Bulawayo, right?
Where?
You don't know Bulawayo.
Bulawayo.
You know Bulawayo.
Bulawayo.
You know it?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Old. There is something that sounds like it. And God said, do not worry about this child, eh? This child. Mpilo, mlibo, mlibo, mlibili, something. Do not worry. Because this is one child with this one here. Another two with this one here.
Yes.
Remember Francistown?
Yes.
Well, who is in Francistown?
Father of my kids, all of them that stay in Francistown.
Now, what? You did not even hear. I wish I could just get somebody to be fast.
Prophet, he's saying the name is Mulimi.
Mulimi, okay. Yes, that's why I said it sounds like Mbilo, Mulimo, Mulim.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What does it mean, Mulimi?
Mulimi.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It just means farmer.
Yeah.
So what's the problem now with brother? Why can't... Why remain boyfriend?
I don't know, man of God.
You don't know?
Yes,
man. You and your brother...
Same WhatsApp group.
Same WhatsApp group. She said some WhatsApp group. You know, I don't want to deal with this thing. I'll deal with it tomorrow on what we need to do. But he is also his own fears and complaints, your brother.
Yes.
And to him, they are very valid. That is, if he only this, there was this thing. He listened to some few things. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I will tell you in your ears.
Prophet.
As you leave this location, every request you came here with, you're not hearing me. I'm making these claims by God. Every request you came here with,
yes,
settled in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
See the reason why I ask if I ever prophesied to you? It makes me understand the level that I'm going to convince that person. Here we go. Do not worry about this. You came here, the prophetic is there to remove blockages.
Amen.
And in the realm of the spirit, blockages are already being removed.
I receive.
We demolish blockages.
I receive.
And that money you've been looking for,
oh, yes,
is already here.
I receive.
Stand here. Please don't go anywhere. And don't talk. I want to go home, right? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Home is best.
Prophet, miracles are happening, prophet. Miracles are happening, prophet. Yes. You have just prayed for this man now, prophet. He had a backache for 3 weeks, and you could not bend, and you could not sit, prophet. Just now you have prayed for him, prophet, and the pain has left his body, prophet. You can see him bending. You can see him stretching, prophet. What a mighty God we serve.
What only you can do. What only you send the prophet of our time for us to see what only you can do. You send the Moses of our time for us to see what only you can do. You send prophet of our time.
You sent the prophet of our time for us to see.
For us to see.
What only you can
Jesus.
Do.
Elila hashkonene, verugusati ale avratezukra ankre de Jesus. There's a lot of healing issues here. So we will. Because of time. So 2 more days. Oh my God. Now imagine, right now we are in the prophetic, and because of money, you have to go home. Because the landlord says no one arrives here after 8. After 6, no, you can't. Now just imagine, what type of life is this? We can't. You. Where is the oil for my sisters here? Swell. Trust me. You will see.
What only you can do.
So. But there is far above this liquid.
True.
There are stones.
Yes.
Stones from the ground. I don't know if you understand.
I understand.
Stones that will come out of the ground.
Yes.
That will cause a lot of changes. This is mining I'm talking about now.
Yes.
This is mining. But that's not why you are here, exactly here.
Yes, yes.
We are talking about millions and millions of US dollars. That's why you are here. I'm telling you, this business will go even over 100 million.
Oh, true, man of God.
This is beyond. I'm not talking US now, not rands, eh? You will see. Oh, here. Do you know him?
I don't know him.
See? Even to do with lithium, yes. Chrome, yes. All this, you do.
Yes.
Lithium.
Yes.
Ah, you don't know him. Where do you come from?
From Botswana.
Where do you work?
Botswana, mining.
Mining, okay. Yeah. There is a light. Ever heard of, in the Bible, there is something called a Macedonian call.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Where Paul was going this direction and he saw a vision. Yes. And the man called him. I said, come and save us. A few days ago, you had a Macedonian call where you said, I told you to come see me.
True. I saw him wearing the same
vision.
On Thursday, last week, when I was sleeping, I saw him in my vision light, wearing the very same suit. And I told this man said, jump on the
plane. You send the prophet of a time.
But there is another country that is going to be added.
Yes.
Because these are people I'm seeing sitting around him.
Yes.
And they say, we're going to bring this money.
Yes.
This one say, we're going to bring this money.
Yes.
This one, I'm going to bring this money.
Yes.
And we're going to be together. But you are our leader. You go out, talk to the people, the presidents and the ministers.
Multi-billion dollar deal. They appointed me. They picked me. They had enough experience more than me. They took me. They said, become a leader.
So that you know I'm real. No kululu, no kalala. I saw this. These are excuses of the devil. Because of this, there was a delay because of war. This thing. This is Russia.
True.
There is also going to be another one coming in. Uzbekistan is coming in.
True. You are right.
But now the vessel for it to start sailing, there is a delay.
Yes.
They say there are papers that need to be signed here.
True.
You send the prophet of water for us to see what only you can do.
I release the grace.
Yes.
No, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. I release the grace for speed.
I receive.
I said, I release the grace for speed.
I receive.
You shall begin to see speed moving.
Yes, I receive.
There are somebody is trying to backbite you.
True, man of God.
Because even in this deal, someone is going to say, this man here, be careful of him.
True.
Then I began to see, even when it comes to this share, they were dealing with something where somebody was going to go. Not to a small thing, because this was Capitec. It was cancelled. Then I'm seeing FNB here.
True.
What only you can do. What only you can do.
FNB is true, man of God.
Send the prophet of our time. For us to see what only you can do, what only you can do. You send the Moses of our time.
May your ears begin to hear and your eyes begin to see. This prayer you have done, even this morning, you told God about this. I'm going to see this man. Now is the time for my eyes to open. But here it is. There it is.
What only you can do. What only you can do. You send the prophet of our times.
Send the prophet of our times.
For us to see what only you can do.
What only you can do.
You send the Moses of our times.
You send the Moses of our times.
For us to see.
Jesus. This healing. When can we do? Prophetess, can we? Do we have Healing Institute people here?
Yes, sir.
Representatives, come here so that this coming Sunday we make it a miracle Sunday. Healing Sunday, right? Yeah. So that we concentrate only on healing. Healing Sunday, please. Please, all the ones who are raising their things right now, register them now with their numbers, right now. I'm communicating already. Raise your healing thing if you want. Those, yes. One. Please quickly. So that you have got a way of communicating with them, whether it's an email, mobile number, so that next Sunday will be a Healing Institute service where healing will happen everywhere. I don't care what sickness it is. HIV has been healed here. You have seen it. You see, some of these miracles, these did it just happen or what? Or it happens every day, or this is just now? Oh, okay, so it's a consistent problem, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I need you to register. You guys see me, okay? See me later. I love you.
Only you can do. But only you can do.
I want you to see me.
Oh,
You see me too.
What only you can do. What only you can do.
Don't tell yourself to see me. Please register this, guys. It is very, very important that they be registered. Then next Sunday. It says me say if you don't register, we're not going to see you next Sunday. What you want God to do for you?
I want money.
You want money?
Yes.
Yes, there. It is happening. It is happening. Receive the prosperity you need. Receive it. Yeah, hi, hi. Hey, hi, hi, hi. Hey, hi. Say Allah, na no se kaba. Receive your prosperity here and in this corner here. May God grant you the access you need to resources. In the name of Jesus, may resources be bequeathed to you.
What only you can do.
I'm sorry, we... we were late today because a lot of things were taking place. Yes. Just get it. Get it. Prosper.
Only you, only you, God. Only you.
Brother, come here. What do you want God to do for you?
Need grace.
Who did you come here with? Your friend. Oh, there's a friend of yours.
Yes.
But this is a calling.
Yes, I even wrote a message. I wrote a message to myself.
To yourself?
And I said, God, if you hear prayers, I want Prophet Angel to talk to me. And this is the message.
You wrote yourself.
Please. Yes, I wrote to myself.
Oh, this is yesterday, right?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, I'm sending this message. Oh. You see how many people challenge God? And God proves them. Every time, proves himself. You see, I was supposed to come to prophesy, but you discussed. Look at this. Did I not say you should not talk? This one is like, man. So she's talking to herself. This one. So were you answering yes yourself?
No, I didn't answer.
Okay. These guys are very, very tricky. Tomorrow I want to see you at 11. I want to see this guest at 11. It shall be done, trust me. What's happening here? You seem to be happy, angry, and at the same time. You are happy, right? I knew you were happy. Hello, Sivin. Write it down. Write four prayer requests now. You are delaying now. I know my time.
What only you can do.
May God do wonders for you. In the name of Jesus. Let the supply of finances be yours. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
What only you can do.
Smile now. How are you? You don't look happy. Who gave me this phone with the brother? Where is the brother now?
He's in Giuseppe.
Why? What's stopping him?
To come.
Yeah.
He has been planning to come here.
He's planning.
Yeah, I think he's coming soon, soon.
Soon, soon.
Yes, me no.
But you came earlier. Yeah. Why are you?
I'm at school. Use it.
Oh, that's why you are here.
Yeah.
In these notes.
Yes.
Okay. We are cooking. Eh? We are cooking something.
Yeah.
Relax, eh? Sir, relax. I'm not saying stop praying. Relax. I have seen it. So it's happening.
I receive.
Oh, you dreamt giving this seed?
Yes, Baba.
Bala Shebenos. In the name of Jesus. Begin to prosper. May the doors you have wanted to open be opened. Ephata, in the name of Jesus. Yes. There. Raise your hands, everybody. Be on your feet. Be on your feet, everyone. Be on your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that these that are here right this minute, in this season of Missions Week, give them the power for finances to reign in their lives. Money with a mission. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to pray for your offering. Just raise your hands. I will see you in a few minutes. Just for your offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, those around the world watching us from all over the world on Zoom, Facebook, every social platform, our television networks, we decree and declare that at this moment, whether they're watching on Good News TV, on YouTube, on Guyana Television, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that this moment, this minute, is the minute of their transformation. That finances will reign, prosperity will reign. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Come and give your offerings here. Come and give your offerings. Let's quickly do it because of time. Zavaya Zumali Zavaya Jalau Kaka Jouke sigalo male jebedia mandana maze uzangusha hereliria. Allow people to move, and those watching by way of television, social media platforms, it's your opportunity, your time to give your seats. Seli kabai to shabei su salilama se jaliga kanose en supraligon kalaye se shoparita se shopare disusea. See you. our tithers, come forward if you're a tither. Let's allow people to move. And viewers all over the world, it's your tithing time. Praise the Lord. I was waiting to see if you're going to tithe. And I've seen you tithe. Father, in the name of Jesus, increase. Increase these people that are here and those who are watching around the world, from around the world. Show them grace. Open doors for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare grace for them. Security for them. In this moment, in this year, heavily guarded, heavily protected. They've taken care of your business. You're taking care of them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Put your seat here. Put your tithe and those around the world, your promptings on your screen. Follow those promptings. Follow those promptings. Zezevano. Zezevala shuka. Zezevila kalusi. Zezevala rota. Se se bela usha Irina Josefai. Jesus. So tomorrow, Missions Week is starting, and we're going to move with the prophetic declarations. We will decree prophetic mandates that God has given us. It's going to be a declaration. It's going to be a declaration. Are you getting this? Are you here? It's a prophetic mandate. Declarations. We're taking them from another realm to another realm. Another degree to what? To another degree. It doesn't matter what people feel. Tomorrow, just understand that as I declare something to you, you come here. Okay. You and you with a photo come. Increase in every way in the name of Jesus. Let the hunger you have to take care of your family, take care of your people, your generation, and your progeny, let it be fulfilled in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I understand. Prophetess.
Praise the Lord. Just rise to your feet, everyone. Just rise to your feet. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? It's a privilege to be in His house. What do we say to our man of God? One more time. Let's clap hands for our prophet, Eubin Angel, our commander in chief, for the love that He has for all of us and the rest of the Good News World. You can do better. You can do better. Let's celebrate Him. Celebrate our man of God, the servant of the Most High God. We are so proud to have him. He's our treasure. Praise God. I want us to raise our hands as we just give God thanks for the service we had today. It's not by coincidence that you are here. God knows you by name. And so we want to thank him that we are alive. We want to thank him for his word. We want to thank him for the testimonies that will continue to take place because of today's service. So I just want you to raise your hands wherever you are so that we can pray together. Let's just give him thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this service today. Thank you for every word that came out of the man of God. Thank you for every seed you have planted in us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who makes us able. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing week ahead. We know that as we begin Missions Week, our money is for a mission. And we are so grateful because you continue to minister seed to us. Thank you, Almighty God, for every person who is here. As you leave this place, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are going home with angels, and you shall continue to testify the rest of the week in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. And before we go, I know we have people who've come for the very first time. If you are that person, can I see by a show of hands? We don't want to be rude and let you go without saying hi. Please just raise your hands. If you are here for the very first time, you've never been here, let's just see by a show of hands. We can see them there. Let's give them a very warm Spirit Embassy welcome. And if they are near you, turn around and hug them, shake hands, just greet them, please, if they are anywhere near you. And please, our first-timers, I have Pastor Tsungi. She's the lady in the pink suit. If you just look behind you, she's to my left and to your right. She's waiting for you. We want to give you something, just a few things that we have prepared for you. And also, if we can have your details, your phone number, so that we can keep in touch. So please, let's allow our first-timers to go to the back right now as we close the service. Let's allow them to go first before we leave. All right? So please, first-timers, make your way to the back right now. We have our pastor waiting for you. The rest of Spirit Embassy family, can we at least respect our first-timers so they can make their way to the back? The movement we want to see is only coming from our first-timers, the people who've come for the very first time. We'll give them 1 minute to just make their way to the back. We have prepared something for you there. And as they are going, please let's clap hands for them as we welcome them to Spirit Embassy, the Good News Church. And for those that are watching online, we love you so much. The unction that is here is the same unction that is there. God bless you, and we'll see you during Missions Week tomorrow. And for those that are in the house,